Adventures of Jimmy Allen.
Great was the amazement of Jimmy and Speed when their mysterious night visitor, garbed as a native, announced he was Jerome Duroc, the lost French pilot. The boys, you'll remember, had flown to South China to hunt for him. Just beginning the search, they were led by Su Chi, Chinese cripple who had helped Jimmy in Shanghai, to a secluded village, which proved to be the lair of a desperate band of pirates, commanded by a woman, Sai Moy. Made prisoners and their amphibian taken away from them, the boys sought to escape. One afternoon, while the pirate fleet is in harbor, preparing to sail on a raid, a seaplane dives down for a landing in the bay. Fired upon by the pirates, it crashes. While pulling the stunned airmen out, they are amazed to discover that one of them is Flash Lewis, their old mechanic. Later on, close to midnight, as they are talking matters over, a low knock comes at the door. Jimmy admits a stranger, whom he takes to be a Chinese. Immediately, the stranger declares he is not a native, but is Jerome Duroc. There is a moment of stupefied silence. Listen.
Jerome Duroc!
Puffer and Catfish, you. You are Duroc?
Well, hello. I am Jerome Duroc.
Oh, I just can't believe it.
Nevertheless, mon ami, it is true. I am Duroc.
But where have you been?
Yeah, to jump and chicken liver. Tell us where you come from.
Little sit down, gentlemen, and I will tell you the old story.
Boy, and we certainly want to hear about it.
Well, just so that we get things straight, start at the beginning and tell us everything.
Oui, Monsieur Robertson. I will start at the beginning. You see, I was on my way from Indochina to Shanghai. Naturally, I stopped at Hong Kong for Hong Kong.
Yes, we knew you'd stop there.
I stayed the night at Hong Kong and left the next morning. It was a beautiful day. The sun was shining. There was very little wind blowing. In fact, the weather was perfect.
Yes, we knew weather conditions were good. And from that, we figured that you wouldn't be very far off your course.
That is true. But shortly after leaving Hong Kong, I began to have trouble with my motor.
Well, what kind of trouble was it, Mr. Dula?
I think it was the Essence speed line.
Essence? What in the world is that?
Well, over on the continent, Jim, gasoline is called Essence.
Ah, oui, oui.
Oh, I see.
The motor would stop for a few seconds and then start again. Each time, the period became longer.
Okay. Probably your gas line was fried.
Oui. I think it was something like that.
And then what did you do?
I started looking around for some place to land. Of course, my plan was to switch the pontoon, but I wanted to sit down close to land. Therefore, I turned to the left, knowing there was more land on that side. Finally, the motor became worse, and I landed on the water near a heap of junk. One of them got in my way, and when I was too late to turn, and there was a bad crash.
Were you injured?
Slightly, but not seriously.
I begin to see things. The fleet of junk you landed next to was the pirate fleet from this village.
Sure, no.
Then what happened?
They captured me and towed the wreck of my plane onto Chief Harbor.
Yeah, we've seen your plane. It's down under that large thatch hut on the edge of the bay.
Oui. Just where your amphibian is.
Great stuff. How did you know that?
From my prison. I see you make the landing. Then, after you come into the village, I see them tow your amphibian to the large hut. You saw that?
Yes, certainly. But where were you all that time?
I was upstairs in the house of Saimoy.
Well, can you tie that?
Then you must have heard our conversation with Saimoy the day we landed.
I yelled everything.
Oh, gee, it's certainly too bad you couldn't let us know you were there.
I was watched every minute by a guard with a gun. I did not dare to open my mouth. I heard about Mr. Steve Robertson and Jimmy Allen before. So when I heard your name, I knew at once who you were.
Have you been in Simoy's house all this time?
I have been there all the time.
Well, what did you figure they were going to do with you?
I could only guess what they were going to do, to hold me for ransom.
Yeah, that must have been it.
Oh, but Steve, you said you didn't think they were holding you and Jimmy for ransom.
No, I think it's something else in our case.
Oh, if your theory is right, Steve, there are certain people who perhaps wouldn't want Mr. Duroc in his coming race either.
What did you say, Mr. Allen?
You see, Mr. Duroc, it's like this. There's evidently some European aircraft manufacturer who is trying to get the exclusive on all of China's aviation business. This manufacturer, through his representatives, induced the Chinese government to sponsor the deficiency race. And Jimmy Allen and I have reason to believe that interests are at work to prevent any other plane competing that have a possible chance to win.
Oh, I see. Seeing that is the case, perhaps someone tampered with my Essence line at Hong Kong, eh?
Yes, that's quite possible.
But tell us, Mr. Duroc, how did you get up here tonight?
Through a small window. I can look up and see your house. I see you come and go. Therefore, I know where you live. This afternoon, my guard tied my arms and legs. Then he disappeared.
Maybe he went out with his fleet.
Yeah, that must have been what happened.
Many hours I worked to free myself. Finally, I succeed. I find these native clothing and put him on. Then when everyone is asleep, I slip out and come here.
He has sure pulled a good one that time.
Well, we're certainly glad you came up here. We are figuring on making an escape. And we might have left without knowing you were here.
Oh, that would have been a tragedy indeed. But now I think I should respond before my absence is discovered.
Oh, why do that? Why not stay here with us?
No, Jim. I think Mr. Duroc is right. If Saimoy returns and discovers he is here, she may turn against us. As it is, he's our only protection from Jock Lung and his men.
Yes, I guess you're right. Oh, but gee, we've got to figure out some way of communicating with each other.
I have to do the same thing again tomorrow night.
You mean you can't if that guard doesn't stay with you all the time?
Well, anyway, Mr. Duroc, you can bet one thing. We won't leave here without you.
He's very kind of you, Monsieur Robertson.
Kind, nothing. We're all in the same boat, and we're going to stick together.
No, oh, merci. I go now.
Well, good night.
Goodbye, Mr. Duroc. Mighty glad I found you.
Come on, Jim. Let's go up on the horse. I want to see what's going to happen.
Right you are. Judging by the impatience of all those people, the fleet must be overdue.
What time is it now?
Now, let me look. It's almost 12 o'clock.
Almost noon. And didn't Saimoy say they expected to be back early this morning?
Yes. I wonder if something's gone wrong.
Well, maybe they didn't get away with whatever they were trying.
Oh, gee, I hope nothing's happened to Arthur. He's a good kid.
No, I hope not either. Say, listen, Jim. What's that funny-looking boat out there?
Yes, I noticed it a little while ago, as it came through the harbor entrance.
Why, it looks something like a houseboat on an American river.
I think it's a small junk with a house built on deck.
Well, it's coming right up here. Say, look at that.
What?
Well, there's a white man on the deck of that boat. You see? He's wearing a pith helmet. Protect his head from the sun.
By George, you're right. Hey, come on, let's go down and meet him.
Right, let's go. Oh, hello, Flash. How's everything up at the house?
I left Tanner with Mr. Landers. His fever seems to have gone down a little.
Ah, oh, that's swell, Flash. Come on, we're going over here to meet this boat.
Okay. Whose boat is it?
We don't know that, Flash. But we're going to find out. There's a white man on board. See?
By golly. You're right, Steve.
Hey, come on. The boat's touching the wharf. You better do the talking to that man, Steve.
Right you are. Come on. Hello there.
How do you do? Well, this is indeed a surprise to find a white man here.
What sort of a boat is that you've got?
It's my mission boat.
Mission boat? Are you a missionary?
Well, yes, I am. My name is Alfred Johnson. What's yours?
Well, my name is Steve Robertson, and this is Mr. Allen and Mr. Lewis.
How do you do? Pleased to meet you.
I'm very glad to meet you indeed. Come out, my dears. There are some white people here.
Hi, Alfred. Goodness gracious. Three white men. Father, what in the world?
Gentlemen, this is Mrs. Johnson and my daughter, Sally.
How do you do? Delighted to know you. You're Americans, I take it?
Yes, we are.
We come from Sedalia, Missouri, and we're proud of it.
Now, daughter.
Oh, you should be. Mr. Robertson and I come from Missouri, and
boy, we're proud of it, too.
Goodness gracious, Alfred. They come from Missouri.
Oh, pardon me, just a second. I wonder if you people realize just what you're doing.
Well, I'm afraid I don't understand you.
You may not know it, but you're putting your head right into the tiger's mouth.
Are you talking about the pirates, Mr. Robertson?
You know this is a pirate village.
Oh, certainly, Mr. Allen. We've been here before.
Do you know Si Moy?
You mean the queen of the pirates? Oh, yes, she's a charming person.
Now, daughter.
Well, she is, father. You know perfectly well. She's allowed us to come here and look, hasn't she?
Yes, she has, but still...
She's a pirate.
Exactly.
But still, pirates can be nice.
Oh, pardon me, just a second. Do you happen to have any medical supplies with you, Mr. Thompson?
Oh, yes, certainly. That's part of my work. I am a doctor.
Oh, say, that's great news. I wonder if you'd do something for us.
Oh, we'll do anything we can, Mr. Robertson.
We have a sick man up at our house, a pilot. His airplane crashed here yesterday. He's had a bad arm, and last night he developed a fever.
I'll go up and see him at once. I'll carry one in and get my bag.
Oh, well, thanks. Thank you ever so much, Mr. Johnson.
May Sally and I go along, too?
Why, certainly. Certainly, Mrs. Johnson. Mr. Landis will be glad to have you. Oh, here, Frank. You take Mr. Johnson and his family up to the house. Jim and I are going to stay down here for a few minutes.
Right, Archie.
We'll see you later, Mr. Johnson.
What's that?
Come on, Jim. Let's get up here on the horse.
Okay. Foot speed. The pirate fleet's coming back in.
Yep. Yeah, you're right. And look. Look out there, Jim. Look at those junks.
Hey, they're ripped and torn. Look at those net sails. Big holes in them.
Oh, boy, they've been through an awful fight, I can tell you that.
Hey, there's some junks missing.
Yep. Yeah, you're right. The natives know something bad has happened.
Just listen to them. Speed. They've been defeated, that's what. I wonder if Si Moy and Ah Tong have returned.
Look, Jimmy, look. Some of those junks are firing each other. If I'm not mistaken, a mutiny has started.
Is Speed right? Have Jock Lung and his men broken into open rebellion against Si Moy? And what will happen to the band of white people now gathered on the island? Don't miss the next Air Adventure.
This program has come to you through the facilities of the World Broadcasting System.